Good morning. Thank you, Michael, for those songs. You picked some good ones today. Thank you. Not that you don't usually, but they were good today. I'd like to welcome everybody. We have a few visitors with us. We're very glad to see you. We got some people all the way from Kentucky, all the way from Daniel Boone's part of the world. But glad to have you. If there's anything we can do for you, if you need a ride or anything back to where you're staying, we would love to accommodate you in any way that we can. Couple of announcements before we get going. We've got a busy next few weeks. Today at 2 is the area-wide singing at the Bright Angel congregation up in the northwest part of town. Ours is next month, so especially gear up for that one. But today at 2 is the singing at Bright Angel. This coming Thursday is the serving our kids. And then this Friday and Saturday over at Bright Angel. Yeah, Bright Angel is a gospel meeting about creation. And Eric Lyons from Apologetics Press will be the speaker, and he's gearing Saturday's lesson. Anybody can come, because we're all kids, but he says it's geared for the kids, about dinosaurs and stuff like that, about creation. So that should be good. Where's Gus? Gus, it's geared for Gus and the kids. So I think that's it. And then the next, check your bulletin, because I don't want to get mixed up on dates. We got a number of activities coming up. Have you ever been laying in bed? The alarm's gone off. You turn it off, or mom comes in. I'm seeing right now, this must have happened because people are looking at each other. You know, mom comes in, wife comes in, whatever. You know, are you still sleeping? You're supposed to be up. You know, you got things to do. You got kids, you got to get up, you got to go to school. Are you still sleeping? You've got to get dressed for work. Things like that, and you just, all you want to do is turn back over and go to sleep. Jesus asked that same question. Are you still sleeping? Brother Ken read our scripture reading taken from the book of Matthew, starting in it's Matthew 26, starting in verse 36. The setting, Jesus, this is the night, just hours before he will be arrested. And I don't like to use the term trial, because it was just a mock kangaroo court. There was nothing legal about it. He has just had what we refer to as the Last Supper. And Jesus' ministry and everything that God had created from the beginning of time is coming together. It wasn't happenstance. It was purpose. And after the supper, Jesus wanted to go pray. If I knew what was going on, I'm fine. You know, I know me. At least me right now. Hopefully I can get to that point. I'm looking for a weapon. I'm looking for the best route to get out of Dodge. But Jesus, what does he do? He wants to spend time in prayer to God. And it starts off in verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the sons of Zebedee, which were James and John. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He wants to pray, but the weight of the world is on him. The weight of the world, and I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you know what has to be done, but you're not looking forward to it. You know it has to take place, and you know you are the one that has to do it. And he says, stay here and watch with me. Watch out for me, but also while you're watching, maybe you can learn something. Maybe you can see, maybe you will go through a time similar to this, and you will see how to react to it. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. We talked in our Sunday morning Bible class where we're teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew 6, Jesus is going through what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer. And one of the passages in it, your will be done. That's one of the hardest things for us as people to get through is sometimes we use prayer as an avenue to try to impose our will on God. We might as well find a super hard rock and just pound our head against it, because that ain't going to happen. God wants to know our will. God wants to know our desires. We're not going to impose nothing on nobody in a prayer to God. Jesus is saying, if it is possible, I know. I've known from the beginning my purpose. I know what it's going to take. If there's any other way it can be accomplished. Not only the pain, Jesus is going to have to bear sin. He's never done that. It's hateful to him. He's going to have to bear the sin of the world. If there's any other way, God. But I'm yielding to you. Your will be done. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Now, we know what happens in the story later. Peter at that time didn't. Jesus is giving him some good advice. You, Peter, need to be strong. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Not only about sleep. I'll tell you, when you're really tired, this is at the end of a long day. Not only are you tired, but that's powerful. When when you're slowing down at the end of a busy day and you're out in the garden and it's cool, your eyelids start being about 100 pounds apiece. Jesus is warning, you stay strong. You may enter into temptation, which he will. Peter's flesh was weak later. His spirit was willing, but he will crumble to peer pressure in just a little bit. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done." I'm not going to try to impose my will. I'm yielding to yours. And he came and found them again. Found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners." The hour is at hand. Within this hour, I'm going to be betrayed. I will be arrested. For a few years now, Jesus had been in his ministry saying, the kingdom is at hand. It's close. It's here. Everything from the beginning of time is coming together and peaking exactly how God had planned it. Are you still sleeping? Jesus was asking them, are you focused in your faith? I've taken you with me for a purpose. Are you focused, or are you taking a nap? Are you preparing yourself for what's coming? You call me Christ. You call me the Lord and Savior. Are you prepared to see what's getting ready to be done to me? Are you prepared? Jesus has been praying for himself to be prepared. And are you aware? I've been teaching you for 3 years. Is it starting to ring a bell now? Are you aware? Do you have the social awareness of what's going on? What's been taught to you? And what your upcoming role is going to be? I'm getting ready to die, and it's going to be in your hands. Are you still sleeping, or are you ready for what's about to happen? Mark 13, these verses are as much for us as it was to the first century Christians. Mark 13, starting in verse 32. "But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. He's saying it to them. He's saying it to us. Watch. We don't know when that day's going to be. It can be tomorrow. It can be 10,000 years from now. It can be in 20 minutes. Mark 8:18, Jesus says, having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember? In a lot of ways, that's some of the things that Jesus said to Peter, James, and John there in the garden. Are you aware of what's getting ready to happen? Watch and pray. I've been teaching you for 3 years. In Acts 28. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to your father, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, for their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Therefore, whenever you see therefore, you wonder why it's therefore. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. The Jews had rejected the word of God. Jesus had Peter, James, and John there. I have taught you guys for 3 years. Are you closing your eyes to it? Are you not awake to it? There are people that will listen to it. And I'm going to take it to the Gentiles. And I'm glad it happened. Because I'm not Jewish. Romans 13:11. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Some of us have been Christians within this past year. Months. We've got baby infant Christians in here that are less than a year old. And we've got some Christian senior citizens that have been Christians over 60 years. But you know what? Even if you were baptized 3 weeks ago, the time is closer now than it was when you first believed. And we don't know when the time will run out. Ephesians 5:14, Paul wrote, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Wake up. What's that phrase today? Wake up, smell the coffee. Wake up and be clear-headed. The time is now. Acts 24:25. Now, as he reasoned, Paul's talking with Felix. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. How many people do that? I'll follow you later. I'm too busy right now. I'll follow you later. I will learn more later. I will turn my life around later. I got so many things going on at work. We're in the process of moving. The kids have, you know, one kid drove us crazy. Those of you that have more than one, I don't know how you do it. It seemed like we were splitting our DNA with one. The kids are going 86 different directions. Go away for now. When I have a convenient time. When is it going to be convenient? When you're 6 feet under? Now I've got plenty of time. Paul's telling Felix about righteousness and self-control and the judgment. I don't want to hear it. That's too inconvenient. Too telling. Too uncomfortable. I don't want to hear it right now. Philippians 3:20, Paul says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior." Mentally, I know I should eagerly be waiting. But do we want him to come right now? Jesus, can you come back after our vacation? Or are we, as Paul, eagerly waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? 1 Thessalonians 5:6, "Therefore, let us not sleep as others do." Paul's fully aware. Paul is fully aware some people are just sleeping through life. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Romans 13, we read this verse earlier, but I want to continue it on through verse 14. "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." In these three verses, it says so much. Paul is telling us to cast off the works of darkness. Get rid of them. You've been clothed in them. You've been walking in a way that's what you're clothed in. Get rid of them. But put on the armor of light. Walk properly. You conduct yourselves properly as a Christian. And then put on the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you put on the, you know, we use that term, put on the Lord Jesus, you know, being in Christ. That's baptism. We put our Lord on when we are baptized and hopefully never take it off. And make no provision. You turn your back to the fleshly lusts and you're living a new life. That is our duty. Paul has told us this. It is nothing short of our duty. We're going to finish up with that same question Jesus asked Peter, James, and John. Are you still sleeping? And if so, why? if you believe Jesus, if you believe the scripture, it's time for us to wake up. It's time, if you haven't been baptized, wake up. You've heard the gospel. You've been hearing the gospel. Wake up. If you are a Christian and have been taking a nap, doesn't mean you're not a Christian, but if you've been taking a nap, not doing what Jesus had asked you to do, you've been taking a nap. Jesus says, wake up. Are you still sleeping? Ask yourself that question. Am I? And if so, why? Only you can answer that question. I can't answer it for you. I can answer it for me. And I have to. The lesson is yours. You've got the outline with the scriptures we used. If you'd like to look them over again this week in your private study, if you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, through repentance, through just encouraging yourself to dedicate yourself to God where you're at. God, I'm going to do better. That's fine. Whatever we can do to help you, if you need prayers or anything from us, please come forward while Michael leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.